Do you ever wonder what it means to be human? Like, maybe sometimes you're wondering, what does it mean to be a better human? Or, if we're honest, maybe sometimes we're wondering, what does it mean to not be such a bad human, right? Well, on day 6 of creation, which is where we're at in our series on creation, God created humanity. And today, one of our pastors, Justin LaRosa, is going to explore those two extremes of what it means to be human, from the most best parts of our humanity in someone like Mother Teresa to the darkest parts of our humanity in someone like Adolf Hitler. So stick around. You're going to see this dichotomy play out.
Good morning. Last week, we explored the goodness of creation as revealed in animals. And today's focus is humans. Last Sunday afternoon here, not too far from where I'm standing, right in this place, we had a blessing of the pets. Check out some of the pictures. Tampa Police Department joined us, along with a lot of other people who brought horses and dogs and cats and guinea pigs, turtles, lizards, and even fish. And after seeing so many people joyful, enthusiastic, and having so much fun, I'm wondering if we could have a blessing of the humans and whether or not that would be well attended. I'm guessing it might not. Which reminded me of kind of a funny quote. It's attributed to a number of people in history, including Mark Twain, but who knows? It says this, "The more I learn about people, the more I like my pet." The truth in that quote is that sometimes pets are just easier to love than people. Not all the time, but sometimes. Fundamental to both Jewish and Christian faith is that all humans, every single one of them, are made in the image of God. Now, I can remember 18 years ago holding my daughter for the first time, holding her in my arms, Bella, gazing into her eyes and literally weeping with tears of joy. Infants and children kind of connect us to that truth of the divine image in every human. I mean, just take a look at these two pictures. Both of these kids were made in the image of God. You know, we know that that is true, but we also know that humans hold the great capacity for wrong and evil. Just 2 chapters later in Genesis, we learn of the deep truth about how our relationship with God and each other and even ourselves and the whole creation was fractured. And we know it as the fall or original sin. And just by the nature of being born, humans' instinctual desires for security, to be liked, for power, influence, and possessions, they draw us away from God and relationships. They draw us away from other people. They draw us away from who we've been called to be. In other words, humans distort their God-given instinctual desires. Being born means every human will wrestle with their inerrant capacity to reflect the divine image of God, to do good and distort it for evil. Early in Jesus's ministry, he was driven to the desert by whom? It says the Spirit, and he was tempted by these very desires. Now, here are those children as adults that I showed you earlier. Let's be honest. Most of us can't identify with either of these humans. They're just too extreme. Mother Teresa's too holy. Hitler's too evil. But here's the point. Most of us, and I bet you can do this, you can identify the tension that resides within you, the desire to live well and do good, and the gravitational pull to not. The playwright Eugene O'Neill illustrates this very succinctly in his 1926 work, The Great God Brown. Here's a quote from it. It says, "We are born broken. We live by mending. And the grace of God is glue." This is God's story about us, about you. The invitation is to live it. I want to draw your attention to the concluding verse of Genesis 1. I think there's some power in that for us, and it's in a very subtle word. God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. The Hebrew word for very is a bit stronger than the English word. Meod means might and force and abundance. Very forceful, very mighty, very abundant. Humans have the capacity to be mightily good. Take that in for a moment. Seriously. You have been fashioned in the image of the invisible God, made with stardust. And your deepest nature is of God, even though you are not God. You didn't really earn this goodness. It was freely given. Some refer to this truth as original blessing, which precedes original sin. So here's the question. How can we live out our God-given capacity to love? How can we live out our God-given capacity to love? Here's how. Believe the story, hold the tension, and experience and give grace. Believing the story is just a good start. What I mean by that is not all, you know, 6 days exactly the way it is. Although if that's what you believe, that's fine. It's actually by believing we live it. We believe that God wants to be in relationship with us and that God made humans good. And as we believe, we begin to orient our lives, our time, our talent, our treasure, to live in alignment with God in the face of evidence to the contrary. And we've got some of that, don't we? All around us, we hear and see other stories in contrast with humans being very good. We witness suffering and violence and evil. Hey, perhaps we even dole some of that out in our thought world. Rival narratives to this narrative abound. But you know what? This has probably perhaps always been true. When the Genesis story was told way back in Mesopotamia in the 5th or 6th century BC, there were competing creation stories about the creator, about the heavens, earth, and the reasons why humans were created. And one such story was about a Babylonian god named Marduk. Parts of it might sound eerily familiar to you. So let me tell it. Marduk, the god, rose to power by destroying a bunch of other gods. He created the heavens and the earth and humans. And Marduk created the world from the body of a god that he killed named Tiamat. And after he slayed that god, he cut her into two. One half of her body, he made the dome of the heavens. And the other half, he made the earth. He fixed the positions of the stars, ordered the movements of the heavenly bodies, and set the length of the year. He forced the gods who supported his rival Tiamat, who he killed, to work the creation. But soon those gods rebelled against him. To kind of quell the rebellion, Marduk created humans. Humans were formed, what from? The blood of the slain general of Tiamat's army, clay from the earth, and spittle from the other gods. What were humans' purpose? To work the earth for the enslaved gods and worship them during festivals. Finally, Marduk made rivers, vegetation, and animals, which completed the creation. Sound familiar? You see, humans weren't seen as very good, nor to be in relationship with God and creation. Their purpose was very different. This origin story was rival to what Genesis offered. What story are you going to believe? Secondly, hold the tension. Our capacity for good is profound, but so is our capacity for evil and brokenness and hate. One teacher I know says it this way: you are totally worthy and totally unworthy at the exact same time. Remembering and holding this paradox is actually a pathway to freedom, a way to live this God story, to participate in it. And it's probably why when we do communion and we recite the words of the liturgy that have been around forever and ever, it includes a confession that reminds us we fall short and a pardon that names the grace and love and forgiveness found in Jesus Christ for that falling short. The words remind us to hold the tension, to live peaceably with others. The words remind us to hold this tension of extremes, worthy and unworthy, good and evil, so that we can peaceably live with each other. And that God's grace is that glue that kind of holds it all together, that God can hold those extremes in us. I'd like for you to just take a brief moment and name that tension within you. Thank God in the silence for his goodness and his planting of that capacity for good. And then take a moment and name the ways that you are falling short and you have the capacity of not being good. Let's do that just for a few seconds. Lastly, experience and give grace. Friends, a relationship with Jesus Christ is the way to live this story, to hold the tension and experience grace. The Bible shows us that Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. His life and death and resurrection cover all the ways that we have fallen short since the beginning of time. But knowing it or believing it from a theological standpoint and experience it just aren't the same thing. Friends, there is nothing that you have ever done that was in alignment with God or out of alignment with God that will get God to love you any more than God does right now. You are loved and forgiven. Receive it. Experience it, so you can give that away to others. As you believe the story, hold the tension of your capacity for good and for evil. Experience grace and give grace through Jesus. You will reflect that divine image more profoundly and make God's love real. That's our mission. You know, Mother Teresa was once asked, why does she do what she does? She responded, I realized a long time ago that I had a Hitler within me. Friends, you are loved. Let us pray. God, we give thanks for the story, for the planting of our capacity to be good, and that you, through the Holy Spirit that resides within us when we accept Jesus, help us to shed, to align with you when we feel drawn to do not good. Help anyone here watching, whether it's on Sunday or throughout the week or even weeks or months later, that they are loved and that your grace is available to them. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
I hope you found this message helpful for considering what it might mean for you to show grace to other humans around you. Right? We're all in this together. And if you know someone who needs to hear this message, go ahead and share it with them. It's a brief message and it's super simple to share it with them. And if you want to take some next steps or reflect further on this message, we've got next steps and reflection questions in the notes below. I'm Matt Hotho, and we'll see you next time.